from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Labor Day means
day to celebrate all our work that we've done to provide for ourselves.
Enjoy your weekend.
Family, food,
Florida beaches,
friends, and fun.
And football.
Because everyone deserves a break.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Sky.
So my position could evolve.
Oh, thanks, Kamala.
Yeah.
You didn't flip or flop, you just evolved.
That's what they say on her, you know, banning of fracking that she clearly have stated on more than one occasion on national TV.
Yeah.
Now she's saying that she never even said it, which, why do you lie? You could say your position changed, but no, she won't even admit that.
No.
All right, so Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, last night, CNN, Dana Bash, and Danum asked a reasonable question. Hey, about the, you know, the immigration, the issues, the crisis at the border, you know, some of the things you're talking about now, you've had 3.5 years, basically. Why didn't you do it? Listen to this.
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president that I was asked to do by the president has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region.
All right, stop. Stop. So a benefit is American businesses are investing in the Central American countries.
Right.
That's, she's saying that's a good thing.
Well, because theoretically, if they have a good job there, they won't come here, is the theory.
We could debate that theory, but sure. I just want to make clear, she's talking about American investment in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, versus China? Oh, then I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But here's the other overriding point. She is still trying to pretend that immigration is coming from Central
exactly.
America and Mexico.
Right.
And we know it's not. Okay, what are the root causes for the other 110 or 15 countries that have been represented by illegals?
You mean the Iranians?
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Chinese, exactly.
Arabs.
So she gets away with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this. That Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support. And Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
That is
a border security bill.
That is a lie. They looked at the bill, Republicans did, the good ones, mm-hmm. and said, this is too broad, too open. It still allows, I don't know, what was it, 5,000 a day or something?
Uh-huh.
The numbers were still, hey, this isn't effective. This isn't really going to help. This isn't even a Band-Aid on the problem. And that's why the bill failed. But Dana Bash failed to hold her feet to the fire, which is, why did you continue the Trump policy of remain in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
But she didn't do that.
Bill that would have put 1,500 more agents on the border.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something. The Border Patrol.
Stop again. 1,500 additional border agents to secure the border? Heck no. 15 more to streamline, to process people quicker and easier. And that's the truth, and she knows it.
Yeah.
But she uses it to say, we're going to provide more security. Another absolute lie.
Endorse the bill. And I'm sure, in large part, because they knew they were working around the clock.
Yeah.
And 1,500 more agents would help them. That bill would have allowed us to increase seizures of fentanyl. Ask any community in America that has been devastated by fentanyl what passing that bill would have done to address their concern.
Are you kidding me? She's using that. She's turning that argument around. You set the stage by opening the borders to allow 100,000 Americans a year to die from fentanyl poisoning. And now you're trying to turn it around. Next thing you know, she's going to tell us how she was a tough prosecutor and she went after this kind of crime.
And a pain that they've experienced.
So you would push that legislation again. I just want to ask
about... Not only push it, I will make sure that it comes to my desk and I would sign it.
She's tough.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines. Let me get some input. Good morning, D.C. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. When that interview last night reminded me of when we used to listen in the intelligence industry to Pravda. So that's a government-run agency that puts out information that as to what things are when they really aren't. When I first went to intelligence school, I asked the question, we studied a week on Russia, a week on China. I asked the question, foolishly, why doesn't the United States go over and free the Russians from the communist influence in Russia? And the teachers there said, because the people there don't want to be free. Just like Vietnam, they didn't want to be democratic. We can go over there and fight all we want. But until the people want the change, it's useless. Well, now in this country, what I fear, and I'm trying to be subjective about this, but it's hard with the BS that was laid out last night. Let's look at what's happened in America. First, we're attacked with a virus to damage the economy of America. None of this comes out because the government doesn't want the people to know, but we were attacked by China with the virus that damaged our economy. The only thing that saved us was because Donald Trump had such a good economy that it prevented us from bottoming out. Now, because the Biden administration's so inept, it's just about bottomed out, and it still could. But thank God for Donald Trump, and yet that's not bought out. The second thing is we've weaponized our legal system against political opponents. So what happened in Russia during the revolutions that brought communism there? The exact thing that's happening in America now. As soon as they get the court system on their side, we're done. So the way it is now, Russia can't fight a tactical war. So they always have to threaten nuclear war because they can't fight a tactical war anymore. China, who you've been talking about for the last 23 years that I know of, can fight a tactical war. They're weak on the nuclear end because they don't have quite enough warheads yet. They've got, I think it's up to 400. It might be more now. So they're capable of fighting that tactical war. All around the world, they're our enemy. Now we've got Iran. So let's imagine a world where China controls Asia, Russia controls Europe and the United States and Canada, South America, Mexico, and that Iran controls the Middle East. That's where we're headed. Now, if people in America are either too lazy or too stupid to look into what was said last night and to see what the obvious is that you're pointing out today, then I guess we deserve to be slaves of the world.
Wow. That's a lot of information and great information. Yeah, Pravda. Yeah, taught us one thing. It was called propaganda.
Uh-huh.
But how can we say that that's really any different than the type of interview that was held last night against somebody who wants to be leader of the free world and was not, her feet was not, they were not held to the fire in the least.
No.
There were no real strong follow-up questions. It it's a joke. And like I said before, it's an insult to the American people. 6:48 News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Let's make it a great Friday somehow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.